House Problem Solvers Caucus Endorses Bipartisan Infrastructure Deal. By Wendell Hasebo on July 6, 2021. The House Problem Solvers Caucus on Tuesday endorsed the $579 billion bipartisan infrastructure deal, a blow to far-left Democrats pushing for a larger bill. In light of the bipartisan, bicameral genesis of the framework, we encourage an expeditious, standalone vote in the House and thank our bipartisan Senate partners and the Biden administration for working so closely with us to demonstrate that cooperation is still possible in Washington, the caucus statement read. An NBC News reporter tweeted the caucus consists of 29 Democrats and 29 Republicans. An endorsement requires 75% of the caucus. So if all the Dems are on board, that means at least 15 Republicans are supportive of the concept. While many congressional moderates support the Senate deal, Democrats have not reached consensus on how to go about enacting the infrastructure legislation. One option is the filibuster-immune reconciliation tactic to push a large bill worth $6 trillion. The other is the $579 billion bipartisan bill, which enjoys diminishing support from Republicans. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, said she and her far-left colleagues have made clear they'd vote down the bipartisan deal without the reconciliation bill. "It's not just a few," she said. "It's dozens. If it's bipartisan bill, ready to go, we should bring it to the floor and have a vote," Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, said. NBC News caught on to the infighting, writing that the two wings of the Democratic Party have struck an uneasy alliance in the hopes of delivering on both pieces of Biden's agenda. Progressives need the moderates to pass the larger Democrats-only package. And moderates need the progressives to pass the bipartisan infrastructure deal. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has stated she will not allow a bipartisan deal to pass the House without a reconciliation package. With the House and Senate currently in recess, Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is writing the $6 trillion reconciliation package in preparation for the bipartisan deal ultimately faltering.